Josh Harris here with AM 1160 The Quest 721, and I wanted to bring you back in time a few weeks to share a very special interview I did with a newfound friend, Shayla Elm, a pilgrim who is traveling the Juan Diego route on the way to the National Eucharistic Congress, or should I say was traveling the Juan Diego route, because she is there right now bringing Jesus to the people. I can't wait to share this interview with you. Enjoy.
This is major commitment. How much were you signing up for when you got into this?
Well, Josh, we were signing up for basically the entire month of June and half of July and half of May. So 2 months total, we were signing up for this pilgrimage.
So what does a typical day for you heroic Eucharistic rock stars look like?
Oh, I like that one. Eucharistic rock stars. I'll take it. Every day looks different. As you know, we're going through new dioceses all the time, into new parishes, new cities. So every day does look different. But I would say a pretty general schedule of what it looks like is we start each morning with prayer and then Mass. Almost immediately following Mass, we will do a procession, a Eucharistic procession of some sort. We'll exit the church with the monstrance, Jesus exposed, and the parishioners will follow, and the pilgrims will be guiding this pilgrimage walk to our next destination. So that can be anywhere from a mile away to 10 miles away. So in different cities, it's been different distances. We normally do that in the earlier half of the day. And then in the evenings, oftentimes we have parish events or adoration events, maybe praise and worship, things like that. So we go to the parish and we kind of let them run the events, but we get to speak at them and we get to share our testimonies from the road. It's normally pretty packed days for us pilgrims. We're normally up, you know, at least by 6, and we're getting to bed at 9 at night. So it's full days for us.
So literally every day, your whole rhythm revolves around bringing Jesus to the people. Mm. And not just one stop, but multiple stops. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That's true. Yeah. I think we've gone through over 12 dioceses at this point. So we're doing multiple stops, and sometimes in one city, we'll do multiple stops in a day. Like today we're in Atlanta and we're going to do 3 different stops today and 3 different processions. So today is a full day as well. The team was up super early at 3 a.m. this morning driving from our previous destination. So it's a full day for us, but that's exactly where Jesus wants us. And that allows us to rely just on grace, really.
Amen. So I think this is what I've interpreted, and maybe I'm wrong, but are y'all doing Eucharistic adoration in the car?
You got that right. When we're not walking, we have a van. In our van, we have a tabernacle. So during the day, we can, if we're going a short distance, we will put Jesus just into the tabernacle and we can drive with him in our van. If we're going a longer distance, like, an hour drive to the next city, we will actually expose Jesus in Eucharistic adoration. And we will put the monstrance, it latches in on top of the tabernacle. So basically, it's the right after the driver and the passenger, it's the first row is just a tabernacle and Jesus on top. So we will do adoration for those longer distances, and all the pilgrims get to just adore him.
So you were on the road for how long today? This morning?
This morning, 3 hours.
So it was 3 hours of adoration?
You got it, yeah.
That's amazing. Do y'all have like those bumper stickers that says like baby on board? You have one that's like Jesus on board?
Yeah. We have a National Eucharistic logo on the side of it. So we get a lot of people asking, what's a Eucharistic?
Wow.
You know, what's a pilgrimage? People are like, what does that mean? The only pilgrims they know are like the Mayflower pilgrims. So
yeah.
So when we get to like explain this to people, and it's really cool to like, yeah, to bear witness to Jesus, just even by the logo on our van.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So even that logo or just subtle nods within your wardrobe, your bumper stickers, the crew you're hanging out with is really a magnet for conversations.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, we just had a conversation with a man in the hotel parking lot we were staying at the other night. Yeah. As we were loading up our trailer in our van, he started asking about who are we? Just a stranger. And he came up and started talking with brother, and they ended up praying together. And it was a very beautiful moment, which who knows the lasting effect of that moment in that man's life, you know?
Yeah.
That we were just in the same hotel parking lot at the same time. And because of that, Jesus was able to reach him.
You know, we are mascots for our Lord, right? Mm-hmm. Wherever we go, he says, if you've done it for the least of these, you do it for me. But there's a subtle nuance with you guys. I mean, you are literally bringing Jesus with you Okay, so you've shared with us that every day is pretty action-packed,
mm-hmm.
or most days, right?
Yes.
You got an itinerary, you're going to one, two, three places, mm-hmm. covering major distances. And do you have days where they're a little more chill, a little more stationary, or is every day action-packed?
I mean, they said we would have chill days,
yeah.
and there have been a few, but they have been few.
Yeah.
So I would say... we try, I think, on Saturdays tend to be like maybe we'll get an afternoon and evening off to
yeah.
to rest. So that's kind of been the case. But then again, every week looks a little different. And really what was a huge blessing was a few days ago, we were at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Alabama, and we had 3 days there. So it was beautiful and such a restful time for us. And it was the exact halfway point of our pilgrimage. So being there halfway through, we were able to, you know, process what has happened in this first half of the pilgrimage, as well as rest and relax. I ended up taking just a 2-hour nap one day.
That's
just because I could. So
you earned it.
My body needed it. Yeah, exactly. So things like that really have helped us along the way.
Sure.
But for the most part, we're running on grace out here.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's killer. With that, it's the same group the whole time, right? There's no tag-ins, no baton handoffs. Y'all are a team, is that correct?
For the most part, yes. So we have 8 perpetual pilgrims, which are young adults, and we are on the start to finish. However, every week we have a rotating 2 CFRs. So, Franciscans from New York, they are rotating every single week on our route. So we have either we'll have a priest and a brother that will switch every week.
Are they always CFRs or are they?
Everyone besides this week, we had Father Mark from South Dakota. He's a diocesan priest, but all of the other ones and from here on out will all be CFRs. Yes.
Wow.
So they've kind of partnered with the pilgrimage to supply the priests and the brothers. So really the spiritual support for the pilgrims, but also to accompany Jesus, because the priest has to do that. To accompany and carry Jesus. And then for all of the people we're meeting, like today, our brother at our event today, he offered to pray with whoever. So people are coming to these spiritual fathers and brothers to really receive from them.
So you get a new tag team of priest brother every week. Is that correct?
Yes.
So it's got to be beautiful to meet these new faces, but also at times maybe a little bittersweet because you might grow particularly close to one. And then
it's been one of the hardest parts of pilgrimage for me because you get so close to them and you know, you bond with these brothers in the Eucharist, really, which is the most bonding for all of us. And so we're all just so close to Jesus for the week. And then it's a happy, sad goodbye, you know, but hopefully I see you soon at some point. But yeah, really, I think what we're all gaining, us pilgrims, is we're gaining a spiritual army to be praying for us after this pilgrimage.
Absolutely.
Through these brothers.
To your point, like if you put Jesus first, all of a sudden the unity is so much more substantive.
It's true.
So I think that there is just something really powerful about what you're doing, because it's not just like we're becoming friends, like we're becoming friends and Jesus is actively present. He's part of the inner circle. And then how much more difficult is it to leave a pilgrim, a priest, when it's time for them to head back to wherever they're called to be? I'm sure that just intensifies the bond and the fellowship between all of y'all. We'll continue our conversation with Shayla Elm tomorrow, 7:21 at AM 1160, The Quest. And now back to the Sunrise Morning Show.